Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Laurent Zavibel, who is the co-founder and CTO at Weka.io. How's it going, Laurent?
It's going great. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about Weka.io. Maybe start with the name.
So Weka.io is a storage company, and we have chosen a storage Greek unit for our name. So Weka is 10 to the number of 30. So it's actually a trillion exabytes. It's quite a big capacity, and it's talking about how scalable future storage systems have to become.
Interesting. Tell us a little bit about the history and what your focus is.
The history of the company is actually from another storage company. So we have a long history of building storage products. We're the original team that created the XEV storage system almost 20 years ago. Back then it was a scale-out block-based solution. IBM acquired us end of 2007. And now if you buy from IBM, our product is the Spectrum Accelerate. So we have a long legacy of building storage systems and software-based storage system, because XEV was, as far as I know, the first storage system to be software-only and not require any hardware engineering. And we took some time off after we all left IBM, and then we were thinking what would the best storage would be for the next 5 to 10 years, and then we've decided to create the best storage system for a cloud, whether it's on-prem, public, or a hybrid cloud.
You were saying XIV was one of the first. Would you say that the Weka.io solution is similar?
Similar, but we took it to the next step, because when you run on a standard appliance, the main difference is that the storage vendor gets to pick the hardware it runs on. So even though XEV was software only, we had our own special UFSs that we used, and we've used InfiniBand for the interconnect and special memories. We didn't actually develop any of these, but we relied on them. But with advancement in networking, so now you have 10 gig Ethernet. Actually, a lot of our exciting projects are over 100 gig Ethernet and SSD devices. We've worked very hard making sure that we can just run on any customer hardware that meets some very basic requirements.
So the hardware is their decision, right?
Right. So we either run on the cloud, and then we can recommend what kind of instances you run on. And in the public cloud, you can get on-prem-like performance. So we can get you IOs that are 200 to 400 microseconds in latency, millions of IOs, hundreds of gigabytes of throughput also on the cloud. And then you use the standard instances. On-prem, we usually go with the channel. We have a list of channels that market us, and then they offer our complete solution to their customers. Another option that we have is running what we call hyper-converged, which is actually on the existing customer hardware.
So you have a product called the Weka.io Matrix solution. Talk a little bit about that and what it provides to your customers.
Matrix is a scale-out distributed parallel file system that is optimized for NAND. So all our internal data structures are NAND optimized, and for high-performance networking, we run over standard Ethernet or InfiniBand. And for Ethernet, we don't require any special configuration of the switches. We have our own stack, and we provide all flash array like performance, which is not shareable because usually just a single host mounts volume as a file system. So we can get you for a large enough cluster, we can get you with NVMEs and 100 gig E IOs to the applications in about 150 microseconds. So if you layer a local file system over an all flash array, you won't get these numbers. And then we scale IOs and throughput linearly by the amount of storage servers that you're using. So customers that need high performance file systems finally have a real solution.
Talk a little bit about the storage media that you utilize with your Weka IO Matrix solution.
Right. So we can run on SATA and SAS devices and can also make these network devices. But obviously, if you're looking for the highest IOPS, lowest latency solutions, we would recommend customers to go with NVMe. And then we are the only file system to leverage NVMe over fabrics, allowing us to put a lot of networked NVMe devices, similarly to what Intel offers, which is a very compelling offer, on their network and then scale the capacity of their file system. This is the hot capacity. Another feature that we have is actually transparent tiering to object storage. So the customers put their hot data on, if they care about performance, NVMEs and Intel NVMEs, and then they can tier to either on-premises object storage or, for example, AWS S3. The solution we have demonstrated with Intel is groundbreaking in form of density and performance. So Intel has come up with the Ruler SSD form factor, which can go up to 32 terabytes for one module, and Intel can pack up to 32 of these in one U. So what you get is extremely high performance one-U chassis with up to a petabyte of NVMe storage, and then you can use high-speed networking to connect it to your Ethernet network, and out of the box, you get your high-performance storage for the file system.
Laurent, give me a good example of a workload where your product really excels at, a nice, really technically challenging, sexy workload.
So the upcoming sexy and challenging workloads we see are AI and analytics based, because what customers are doing, they're condensing their compute by going into GPUs. And by the way, Intel also has their Knights Landing and future generations coming in. And then they require much higher storage performance. And since all the GPUs need to share the same data for their training, they need a shared storage, a shared file system to do it, which gives them a lot of throughput and very low latency to access their data.
Where can customers and listeners go to learn more about these products?
So they can go to our website, www.weka.io, where they can find more about the Intel solution and about the Weka solution. They can watch videos and they can also read our architectural documents.
Well, that's great, Laurent. Thank you for your time and best wishes to Weka IO.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary.